Hi, everyone. I'm Merrill Reese, and welcome to Old School All 22, a look back at something special in Eagles history. Mike, the Eagles and the Cowboys have had some great, great wars. Mm-hmm. Eagles haven't hammered the Cowboys a lot of times where they really embarrassed them, but they did in this game on December 7th, 2003.
Well, and you had three stud running backs on the team at the time.
You got
Deuce Daly, you got Correll Buchholder, and Brian Westbrook. And in this game, all three of these running backs got into the end zone. Let's take a look.
With just 2 minutes left in the first half, Eagles had the ball 3rd and 3 from the Dallas 16-yard line. Donovan McNabb set on the center with two of his talented runners in the backfield, Deuce Daly and Brian Westbrook. This would be a swing screen to B. West, with Staley and right guard Bobby Williams leading the charge out in front. Westbrook makes the catch on the run, follows his blocks, runs through three arm tackles, and waltzes into the end zone to put the Eagles up 10-3. On the next possession, in the third quarter, the Eagles would get the ball again deep into Dallas territory. It's another two-back set. This time, Staley and fullback John Ritchie in the backfield. McNabb would take the snap and sprint to his right, selling the fake hard enough to hold the defensive end. Meanwhile, left guard John Wilborn will pull to the right to block the linebacker. This is the classic shovel pass, and it's executed to perfection. Staley takes the shovel pass from McNabb, runs through the tackle attempt, and dives across the goal line to put the Eagles up by a touchdown. Late in the fourth quarter, with the game pretty much in hand, it would be Buchholder's turn to join the party. This is an ISO lead run with John Ritchie blocking the playside linebacker, John Wilborn blocking the middle linebacker off the double team, and right tackle John Runyon absolutely destroying the safety, giving the Buchholder a cutback lane to take this run 64 yards to the house, making the final score 36-10 in favor of the Eagles.
You are very, very fortunate in this game if you have one dependable running back. But because your running backs are so vulnerable to the pounding, to the injuries, it's a big help when you have depth in that department. And that Eagles team certainly did have that.
Yeah, you're right. You're lucky when you have one. This team had three quality running backs, and you could count on each and every one of those guys each week. And that, to me, is a luxury at the position.